It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already June 26th and June 27th, depending on when you're listening to this. We air every Saturday and Sunday right after the 9 o'clock news. Want to give a big shout-out to my guest last week, Dr. Mitch Caray, who talked about veterans' dental care and the significant need that there is in that area. Also, last weekend, of course, was Father's Day weekend, so I hope everybody had a nice Father's Day with their family, and it was also the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, where this year, in order to be COVID safe, we had the women run on Saturday and the men run on Sunday. And that's a nice segue to my guest this weekend. We actually have two guests, Scott Dunlop, and then after the first segment, Rob Grable, both famous soccer coaches in New Hampshire. And they'll be talking about how we're doing the Twin State Lions Cup soccer game this year, which is a great fundraiser for the Lions Club, you know, in a COVID-safe way. So, Scott, thank you for joining me this week, and I know you're a busy guy. So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Great. So tell us, you're going to talk a little bit about the process for selecting this year's team. Let's start with, let's back it up just a little bit and tell us when the games are and when and if people can buy tickets to go to the game.
Well, the games this year are Saturday, July 17th at Hanover High School, with the women playing at 2 p.m. and the men playing at 4:30 p.m. I believe you can purchase tickets if you go on to the Lions Club Facebook site. I'm not sure exactly how they're doing it right now, but it seems to be that's the way to get some information on how to purchase tickets. I believe you can also arrive that day as well and get tickets right at the gate.
Great. Well, it's great that it's happening. I mean, it's such a long-standing, beautiful program that, as you mentioned, raises money for the various charities that the Lions Club are involved with. But it's also just a great great friendly competition between Vermont and Maine. And the history is, looking at the history, it's been actually a pretty competitive series, both for the young women and young men. So let's back up further and say, tell us your coaching role in New Hampshire and a little bit about the New Hampshire Soccer Coaches Association.
Well, I'm the boys varsity coach at Concord High School since 1997, and I'm also the current president of the New Hampshire Soccer Coaches Association. Prior to that, I was the vice president, and I've been the president for the past 4 years and trying to assist the coaches and players in any manner I can to help promote the game and recognize them for all the accomplishments they make.
Awesome. And, of course, I always say this when I have New Hampshire soccer coaches on, whether it's, you know, Rob Grable or George and Dave Pinkham and others, that it's pretty incredible the competition in New Hampshire. I think for a relatively small state in terms of population, I think we have a disproportionately great competition. So I commend you for your role in that, in terms of the example that you set, you know, for other soccer coaches. And I know you've won multiple state championships, you know, at Concord High School in a very competitive Division I. So congratulations to you. And I know you know that it's way more than winning a state championship. It's, you know, developing, in your case, you know, young men. So I salute you for that. So thank you for what you've done for the soccer community and the community in general. Now, how did the Lions Club, what was the selection process for, in effect, you know, the All-Star teams for 2021? And was it more difficult given the somewhat we're still in this sort of COVID environment?
Well, we had to, you know, go through a kind of nomination process through the coaches. We had to go through players who made first and second team All-State in their respective divisions and put those guys out there to the coaches and give them information about how their performances were over their career. And then we had a vote on those players, and we took the top 24. Now, we do have some automatic players that are automatically on the team, players who receive all-region recognition, whether they are the All-American or All-New England. We automatically put them on the team to represent New Hampshire against Vermont. We do that for the boys and girls side.
Awesome.
In previous years, we have a tryout games where we usually have two matches between the top boys and girls, seniors who are graduating, and they play at New Hampshire Tech usually the weekend after the state finals, and we have coaches there rating players, and then we go in and deliberate and vote and select the players according to how they perform that day.
And I've seen those games. Those are pretty competitive. It must be sometimes in years past, and even this year, difficult to leave somebody off, but I guess you have to. So congratulations on having an integral, you know, process, you know, that works and is also, you know, COVID safe. Now, as far as the game you mentioned is Saturday, July 17th, the women and men at Hanover. In past years, I know there was more of an ability to train as a team and, you know, do that camaraderie. How you've been able to sort of model that as best you can, recognizing that you don't have as much time with the young athletes?
Well, that's definitely a challenge this year with, you know, the restrictions that are in place. And what the coaches are doing this year, they're going to have a training session the week prior to the games on July 10th at Bedford High School, who's graciously hosting these two practices for the girls. I believe is from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and then the boys will be from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at Bedford High School. And Rob will talk a bit more about that as well. He's helped coordinating those efforts to get all the players together and have them train to get ready to take on Vermont and represent our state the best we possibly can.
That's awesome. And people may not realize this, but the competition is pretty close. In the boys' side of things, New Hampshire is only leading 19 wins to 17 with 9 ties.
Yes.
And the girls, young women, started a little later. New Hampshire is leading 19 wins to 13 losses to 5 ties, and the girls have a 2-year winning streak. And I thought this was interesting. So that since 2012, Vermont boys have a pretty impressive 5-2-1 record. So I, until studying up for this show, didn't realize because I know New Hampshire soccer is really excellent. I didn't realize that Vermont must have elevated their game, and maybe it relates to some of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a period of time where we had a bit of a dominance in the competition on the boys' side. And then last, 10 years, Vermont has caught up and really made the games super competitive, and we haven't fared the way we wanted to. And I expect that to, continue. I mean, it's great to have that type of competition year in, year out, where we can showcase our best talent from both states.
Great. And the coach for the New Hampshire boys team is the Lebanon head coach, Rob Johnstone. Have you chatted with Rob, and what are his ideas at this point?
Well, he's really excited. We've texted a little bit and emailed a little bit over the past few months, and he's really excited to take on this role and prepare the boys for the match on July 17th. He's had some experience in this game before, so he definitely, has the experience of what to expect in a game like this.
And then on the women's side, it's the Hanover coach, Doug Kennedy. Has Doug coached it before as well?
I am not sure that. I don't know if Rob Grable could answer that question. I believe he's been at Hanover for a number of years, so he may have coached it in some capacity, whether a head coach or an assistant coach. So over the years, we have 4 coaches, one from each division representing that division for the coaching staff, and then the head coach rotates every year between the 4 divisions. So if you're the coach of the year that year, you may be the head coach, or you may be one of the assistants of that team.
Great. And the games have a long history, and I know Rob will get into it, but 40 years ago, believe it or not, when there was a game, one of these games was held in Keene, we had like 6,000 fans, and Maybe this year we'll have 10% of that, but we're gonna grow it back. But it's just, I mean, to me, you know, it's pretty awesome. You know, the long history. Given the first game, as I understand, was played in Middlebury back in 1975, and rumor has it that Rob Grable, so that was whatever 47 years ago, was there. So I'll let him verify his credentials and age on that one.
Yeah, he may have been, that's for sure.
And what would you say, I mean, if you, in summary, I know I've watched a couple of the games and I've seen the tryouts. It's there's a lot of camaraderie, and it's like the it's kind of like the Shrine football game. It's really the only sort of soccer all-star game between states. So, and if you were to summarize this, I know also that obviously there's, you know, charity involved and in terms of, you know, the hearing impaired and other worthwhile causes. So how would you summarize the games in your own words?
I think it's a great culmination of the best players from each state to showcase their abilities before they go on to the next step in their, you know, career in education and playing wise. So I would assume a majority of them will attempt to play in college. Others will not, but this is like their final showcase after, you know, a four-year career at their high schools, and they're supposed to be the best of the best, and we get to see that before they move on to the next stage of their life.
I love it. Great combination of, you know, charity and sportsmanship and elite soccer, which is why Northeast Delta Dental is one of the financial sponsors this year. So thank you so much, Scott Dunlap, and congratulations again on being the president of the New Hampshire Soccer Coaches Association and being a role model for other coaches, and obviously all of the success, you know, that Concord High School has had, both in terms of state championships, but also the way you all play the game. So after commercial break, Scott departs, and Reverend Rob Grable, who is also the head coach of Hanover, will be joining us. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This weekend, June 26th and 27th, and we're talking about the Twin State Lions Cup soccer game between Vermont and New Hampshire best high school athletes in terms of soccer, both women and men. And we've had several shows on this. I've gotten jacked and pumped listening to all of the soccer coaches. We just had Scott Dunlap, who is the president of the New Hampshire Soccer Coaches Association, and has multiple state championships, you know, at Concord High School, and has really helped also promote sportsmanship and the great process related to the Lions Club. As a esteemed coach is Rob Grable, good friend who I've known for two decades on the soccer fields, having a lot of fun. He's also a reverend, so I'm also careful never to swear in his presence. So, Rob, thank you for joining me this weekend as well.
That makes one of us.
You're too funny. So anyway, well, it's always great. We never have enough time, so I'm going to get right into it. So the date is at Hanover High School. It's Saturday, July 17th, 2 o'clock for the women, I think, and 4:30 for the men, correct?
Yes, indeed.
So tell us how – so less than a month away, this is airing on the 26th and 27th, so you've got about two and a half weeks or whatever, two weeks, and it's going to be there. How do I get tickets, and can the public on the spur of the moment, if they wake up on Saturday, July 17th, and they want to drive to Hanover, will they be allowed to watch the game? So tell us about that to get that information out from a public service perspective.
Yes, this is a walk-in event. And spectators are welcome. Obviously, we've seen continuing throughout this month of June the scientifically backed lessening of restrictions, so that now a number of events have taken place, are taking place, you know, that really allow this. And you know, we saw that. Saw that last month and into this month with the high school championships, which even a month ago were allowed to go forward unmasked and were incident free. So People can just come to the high school. It is not hard to find, straight off Route 89 for all of our Concord area listeners. And there will be good signage and good parking. There are several large parking lots in the area, and downtown Hanover is open, all kinds of good shopping and outdoor dining experiences, so you could even make a day of it and watch one game and then stroll around and then come back in for the nightcap.
Awesome. That's what my plan is going to be. And those of you in the Concord area or even in the Nashville area, it's a short jaunt up 89. I mean, you're even going the speed limit. You put your car on autopilot, and you're there pretty quickly. So, Rob, thanks for having your energy around that. And the week before, there is going to be a practice, right, for the girls and boys at Bedford High School.
The teams are training at Bedford. Girls at 10 o'clock and boys at 2, sort of mirroring the sequence of the games themselves. And that'll give New Hampshire coach Doug Kennedy and New Hampshire boys coach Rob Johnstone a chance to get acquainted with their squads and put in systems of play and do all of the prep work. Of course, back in the day, there were two-day training camps, residential camps, and we're not quite ready to go there yet. But these training sessions will allow the teams to really pull together. And, of course, what's fun, Tom, is that so many of these players know each other. They have played against each other. They're aware of each other. Sometimes if they didn't play with or against each other in high school, they play with or against each other in club soccer. And that's really fun. So there is a real sense of fraternity in these games. And there's even some reasonable knowledge across the river into Vermont. Of course, one of the things we like about the Hanover site is that it also is very convenient for our Vermont friends. Being smack in the middle of the two states is a plus that we aim to capitalize on.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think it's really mindful the way you all have done this, and of course people don't realize, but I know you know that this game has a long history dating back to 1975 in Middlebury when Vermont actually started the series by beating New Hampshire, and rumor has it that you were there. Is that true, Rob?
That is very, very true. I haven't been to all the games, but I was there at the first several of them. I remember particularly 1980 in Middlebury when New Hampshire beat Vermont 3-2, and all three goals were scored by Donnie White from Stevens High School. He's the only player ever to have a hat trick
wow.
in the boys' side of the Lions Cup game. And he was a late addition to the squad. Hanover coach George Merrill didn't get him onto the squad. He was a sub for a player who didn't show up and certainly earned his keep.
Wow, getting a hat trick. And then the following year, you've told me about this, and I know when I've mentioned this, people have a hard time believing it, but when the game was played in Keene in the following year in 1981, like you literally had 6,000 fans there?
That's correct. It's Sumner Joyce Field.
Wow.
And they were four or five deep. You know, they were around, fully filling the grandstands, and then four or five deep around the pitch. And that's a record we may not break, but we're awfully glad to be giving players and spectators a chance. These may not be the first games with spectators, because of course we've had some club soccer games going on this spring that have allowed spectators, actually, just
and you had the the Granite games
in Vermont, the Nordic Cup games,
and the Granite State games as well.
There, that's a big club competition that invites people from all over both states.
Wow, and thank you again, by the way, for also coaching the Granite State games. I appreciate that. That's something that Delta Dental gets behind, and we're also, understanding the importance of the Twin States Cup game in terms of the charities as well as just getting the competition back up and running. We were pleased to be one of the presenting sponsors this year. So you'll see me in Hanover, and it's awesome. So tell us, the long history. It goes back, like you said, till 1975, and it's really close for the young men. It's 19 to 17, the boys leading, and then there's several ties. And the New Hampshire side, the New Hampshire women are winning, leading 19 to 13 with also
right,
several ties.
But if you go in the last decade, Vermont has an edge. I think since 2012, Vermont has won several more. On the women's side, the Vermont girls, I think, have won 8 out of the last 11 or something like that.
Wow.
And the Vermont boys had a 7-year winning streak between 2007 and 2014, and I can personally attest to that. I was the head coach of the New Hampshire team that lost 3-0 to Vermont at Franklin Pierce College.
Well, tell us about that, because you and I have talked about this at other shows, that the New Hampshire soccer is quite good, disproportionate to, our size, being relatively small from a population perspective. Vermont is obviously smaller as a population. So I know you've told the story of how New Hampshire excels with, the coaching and the clubs, et cetera. So what's Vermont's secret sauce then to be, at this level?
Oh, same recipe. There are, first of all, incredible incubators of soccer. And you look at UVM with their long number of great coaches. And Middlebury, Ron McEachin, and they've had coaches, go on from Middlebury like Mike Noonan and become one of the top coaches in the country at Clemson. So, and they were responsible, as was the case in New Hampshire, for helping very strong club programs get started. In Vermont, you've got the Twin Towers of Nordic and Farpost up in the Burlington area, the Capital Club, closer to us in Montpelier, and they do a wonderful job. And when you get into regional competition, in club soccer, New Hampshire and Vermont used to be an easy out, and that's just not the case anymore. See Vermont and New Hampshire players going on to play very high levels of soccer. We just it's been actually about 6 weeks ago, but the women's national championship, the head coach of the head coach of the Florida State team that lost in the finals is Mark Krikorian, who played in the Lions Cup game, went to Pinkerton Academy, went to St. Anselm College, and then coached at Franklin Pierce and coached at the University of Hartford, and has been one of the nation's top coaches. So you don't have to look very far. It's the same in Vermont. They're producing players who play on top levels and coaches who coach on top levels.
Give us the final 30 seconds on why someone should drive up to Hanover on July 17th.
What could be better than watching 44 of the best boys and 44 of the best girls in New Hampshire and Vermont playing hard, realizing that they are doing it for charity and being wholehearted about that. So good quality, good charity, and cross your fingers in a couple of weeks for great weather. Thank you.
All righty.
So much,
thank you, Rob, for your leadership, and we'll see you up in Hanover on July 17th, and I hope the listening audience, you make the drive up.